The international community today pledged another 4 years of aid for Afghanistan, despite the COVID-19 crisis, but tied its money to rights being upheld in the stuttering peace talks with the Taliban. At a global donor conference in Geneva, countries began reaffirming their commitment to propping up a country beset by violence between the Taliban and the government forces, rampant corruption, and an imminent withdrawal of U.S. troops. Donor nations meet every 4 years to pledge aid to Afghanistan, which is almost entirely reliant on foreign assistance despite years of promised reforms and attempts to grow the economy. At least 14 people were killed in central Afghanistan today when two blasts ripped through the city of Bamiyan, home to many members of the mainly Shiite Hazara ethnic minority. No group immediately claimed responsibility for the blast, and the Taliban denied their involvement.
Chair Bradshaw. Yes. Vice Chair Van Langveld.
Yes.
The sound of the Michigan Board of State canvassers certifying Michigan's votes going to Joe Biden and the president-elect is finally the president-elect.
I'm Mike Gracia reporting the Biden team can finally begin the transition process. The certification of Democrat Joe Biden's win in Michigan Monday appeared to be the domino that finally pushed the Trump administration to allow the long-awaited transition process to begin. After the Michigan certification, the General Services Administration ascertained Biden is the apparent winner of the election. President Donald Trump then tweeted a recommendation for GSA and his team to cooperate on the transition while still vowing to fight the election results. The ascertainment by GSA Administrator Emily Murphy is more than a formality. It frees up funds for the transition and allows Biden's team to begin installing transition personnel at federal agencies. Mike Gracia, Washington.
This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Joe Biden is holding